God bless you, family. Thank you for being here. I know that outside is very cold, but you are strong. You are here. God bless you. Also, we have a strong people in the Zoom. I saw Valerie, I saw Yuri Dalton, and other person there. God bless you. Thank you for being connected with your church. The message for today is very important for me because we all are dealing with that situation in some way. Because the sin, no? We are wounded. We wounded. Wounded. Because the sin, everybody in different way need to be healed for God. The title is Healing the Wound of the Sore. When we see the text, a Bible text that we select for the foundation for this message is Jeremiah 17, verse 14. We can find, heal me, Lord, and what? I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise. That must to be our cry. Heal me, O Lord. Who is the only one that can be heal us? The only one is not the psychology, this psychiatry. God is the only one that can have the power for heal you, for heal me. For that reason, Jeremiah say, heal me, O Lord, because you are the only one. I would like to invite you to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your power. Thank you because even though we are sinners, always you are there for us. Your faithfulness cover us, and you are ready for heal everybody here. Please be with us and bless everybody here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Most people feel or have been emotionally wounded at some point in their lives. Many times these wounds hurt more and have a more damaging and lasting effect than physical wounds. These are wounds that rob us of peace, happiness, and often even the desire to live.
The question is there somebody here that never has been a wound for somebody? Everybody here in some moment, in some point, in some way, had been. Yes? Around us, we can find so many people that feel depressed, with anxiety, because they were would then the psychologist say when you had been wounded, usually you would somebody else. And that is a cycle. And we need to break down that cycle. We need to be healed in some way that we can be a better person. Healing the wound or the sore is not an option. It is an obligation if we want to be a better person. That is obligation if we want to become the person that God wants that we can become. Amen?
Reaching healing of the heart, healing the soul, is not easy. On the contrary, sometimes it is much more difficult than we can imagine because there are wounds that are very deep and very old, and they hurt constantly. There are wounds that pierce the soul and prevent us from being ourselves.
Is it easy? No. Impossible for ourselves? No. We need to support, to get support from God. The only one that can heal us is God.
The book by Lise Bourbeau, Healing the Five Wounds, state that all physical, emotional, or mental problems come from five major wounds: rejection, abandonment, humiliation, betrayal, and injustice, such as a father or mother who abandons a child or a husband or wife who abandons the family. One love, a wounded world.
Which are the five reasons for being wounded? Rejection,
abandonment, humiliation, betrayal,
and injustice. In some moment of our life, we have received that feeling, rejection, abandonment, humiliation, betrayal, and maybe we can feel that somebody can be unjust with us. That wound our soul, that wound our heart.
The wounds of Joseph's soul, Genesis 37, verse 18. When we study the life of Joseph, the son of Jacob, we can see that he suffered in his own flesh and at the hands of his own blood brothers. Each of the five wounds mentioned in the book of healing, the five wounds: rejection, abandonment, humiliation, betrayal, and injustice.
Do you agree with me with that? Do you remember that story? What Joseph was doing in that moment? Taking care of his brothers. Maybe he brought food, something for them, but when they saw him, what say they? And what they say? They say, oh, that is the dreamer. That is our opportunity for wound him. And what Joseph's brother did? The sword? They know that those persons that who they sold Joseph? No. That means for them, Joseph's brother, no matter what happened with your life, your brother, your father's son, but you say, you don't matter for us. And they saw Joseph, which was the life for one slave. Hard work, suffering, suffering for the whole life. But they say, for us, that doesn't matter. We know this story. After a long time, the dream became a reality, no? Joseph's brother appeared in front of him, and he said, that is the moment that I had been waiting for so long time. Now is my moment for revenge against them. He say that? No. How Joseph treat his brother? With compassion, with empathy. Even though he was trying to hide who he was, but he put food, he did that. How Joseph became free from that wound? How he healed that wound?
Envy, jealousy, hatred, rejection, betrayal, attempted murder, kidnapping, sold as a slave, separation from his loved ones, and abandonment to live in slavery and oblivion. We can imagine the unspeakable pain experienced by this adolescent as the caravan of those merchants, the owners of Joseph, and their animals moved away from his home, his land.
That was terrible.
His feelings of helplessness as, in the distance, he saw his brothers indifferent to his pain and to the fate that awaited him. The life of a slave had no value, mistreatment, forced labor, a miserable life. We can picture Joseph crying uncontrollably while asking himself, why me? I have done them no harm.
Why me? Why me? How Joseph healed the wound of his soul?
How can a wound like this be healed? How can the wounds of the soul be healed? How can one escape from that pain that weighs inside you? How can a woman or a man who has been sexually abused heal from those wounds? How can a son or daughter heal from the wounds caused by an abusive father or mother? How can a woman who has been abused and betrayed heal from those wounds?
That is the big question. How we can be healed from the wound that we received in the past? How we can be free? How we can become the person that God expects that we can become? How we can be a better person? How we can forgive that person that wounded us in the past?
The life and example of Joseph in Egypt can serve as a model and help us learn how to face the adversities of life and heal the wounds of the soul. Free yourself by forgiving the one who has offended you.
That is the key. The key is to allow God to make that miracle in our life, to forgive. When we see Joseph's brother, they were prisoners because they feel those resentment. But Joseph was no prisoner. He was free. Is Joseph still prisoner from that wound? When he became a member, almost member, of Potiphar's house, maybe he will try to do something wrong, yes? When he was in the year, maybe he will try the other prisoner. Rudo, ¿cómo se? Rude?
To be rude?
Rudo. He, the other.
Oh, tough.
Yeah. Because in the past, I was wounded. Now, I need to wound you. But that is not the history. He was free. He was free. Because he was free, then he can try the other person with love, with compassion, with empathy. Even you can be prisoner, but I take the decision to be free. And that is the challenge for us. No matter what happened with us in the past, no matter if somebody hurt us, wound us in the past, we need to say, God, please heal me. Heal me. I need to want to be healed for you. Because I want to become the person that you want that I can begin. That is the center of this message today.
Joseph did not hold resentment against his brothers. He gave them food, took care of them, and gave them a place to live. Joseph's brothers thought that once their elderly father died, Joseph, dominated by resentment, would seek revenge.
They were in expectation. When our father passed away, then he will take revenge against us. But that never happened. Why? He was
free.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if somebody here can be feeling wound for somebody in the past, for some experience, bad experience in the past. Today, God is here. And today, God is saying us, you need to be free. You need to be here, healed for me.
They were bound, but Joseph was free. When someone hurts you, you can cling to anger, resentment, and thoughts of revenge, or you can forgive and move forward.
Amen. That is the key.
What are the effects of being a prisoner of resentment caused by past wounds?
Around us, there are a lot of people being prisoner of resentment from bad experience in the past.
It brings anger and bitterness into every relationship and new experience. You live so wrapped up in the hurt that you cannot enjoy the present. Depression and anxiety. A feeling that your life lacks meaning or purpose, or that you are in conflict with your spiritual beliefs. You lose a valuable and enriching connection with others.
Who is suffering? The people that wound me or myself? Who is the person that more suffer? When the person that received the wound or the person that was wound somebody. The person that more suffer is the person that doesn't get the forgiving or doesn't get the forgiving.
The Sandy Hook story. On December 14, 2012, one of the most heartbreaking and devastating human tragedies in U.S. history occurred, an inhumane act that shook the emotions of the entire world. After killing his mother, Nancy Lanza, Adam Lanza, armed with a semi-automatic AR-15 assault rifle and two pistols, entered Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton, Connecticut, killing 20 children between the ages of 6 and 7 and 6 educators. Among the murdered children was Jesse, the son of Scarlett Lewis. She recounts that at first, anger and rage drained all her strength and energy. She was angry at the shooter and at his mother for having armed him without realizing it. But above and beyond her pain and feelings of revenge, she made the decision to forgive.
What to do in a situation like this? You know, last week, I was watching the news. Some guy, when he was 20 years old, killed a police officer. After 40 years, he had the opportunity to get free, get parole. Parole? But after 40 years, the two daughters or three kids from that officer, they were there in the courtroom, say, no. He needs to spend his entire life in prison. The question is, in the end, who is suffering more? The prisoner or the family? 40 years. He was only 20 years old when he committed that crime. That is terrible crime, no? There is no excuse for that. But after 40 years, what is supposed to happen? To forgive? To heal from that wound? To become free? But they say no. This mother, his son, was killed in that shooting. She had two options. First option, odiar, hate. Hey, Adam Lanza, and keep him in his mind until her death, or forgive him. What decision she took? She said, when I took the decision to forgive him, then I feel that one scissor cut out that connection. Now I am free. Amen. Brothers and sisters, maybe our experience in the past had been not so strong that Scarlett Lewis, if she take the decision to forgive and to become free, we also can take that decision.
Forgiveness felt like I was given a big pair of scissors to cut the tie and regain my personal power. It began with a choice and then became a process. She urged the mourners at Jesse's funeral to transform their angry thoughts into loving ones so that they could change the world.
We can change the world, no?
The Bible warns us in Hebrews 12:15 not to allow roots of bitterness to grow in our hearts.
Root of bitterness, no? Brothers and sisters, if we don't take care of that, our heart, our soul, our mind can be full of bitterness. Bitterness?
Bitterness.
Bitterness. You can see us walking around, but in the end, our lives can be peace in our mind, in our heart, can be free for enjoy the spiritual life, to become the person that God is expecting that we became. No. God have other plan for us.
The Bible invites us to let Christ be the one who resolves our difficulties and neutralizes their effect on our lives through the transformation and renewal of our minds. What are the benefits of forgiving someone? Letting go of resentment and bitterness can open the door to better health and peace of mind. Forgiveness can lead to healthier relationships, improved mental health, less anxiety, stress, and hostility, lower blood pressure, fewer symptoms of depression, a stronger immune system, improved heart health, improved self-esteem.
We all want to receive that, yes? But for we receive those benefits, we need to say, God, please heal us. Save me and I will be saved. Heal me and I will be healed for you, because you are the only one that I praise.
Seeking divine forgiveness. Many times our wounds are self-inflicted. Our mistakes and our sins pursue us and torment us like they're a ghost. My sin is always before me. Psalm 51:3.
I'm sorry.
When, like Joseph's brothers, we are the ones who have caused the wounds, either to others through our wrong actions or to ourselves through guilt and mistakes, then instead of forgiving, we need to seek forgiveness through confession, humility, repentance, and a changed life.
Because maybe we have been wounded, but maybe we have the instrument for wound somebody else. If we have been wounded, we need to say, God, give me the ability to forgive. But if we are the person that wound somebody else, also we need to be looking for healing.
In Psalms 32 and 51, David says, while I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all day long. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. He is who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
Two people can be charging very heavy weight. The person that received the wound and the person that caused that wound. If I receive the wound, I need to say, I forgive you, because I want to be free. But if I was the person that wounded somebody else, then I need to go to God and say, God, forgive me. And also go to the person that was wounded for me and say, please, forgive me. I want to be free. Who is there? Neither. But if we want to be saved, if we want to be healed, we need to forgive and forgive.
Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed.
Amen.
A broken heart is a new opportunity to open up and be restored again. Only the power of God's grace can heal and lift up a wounded heart. God gives us the privilege of starting over.
Amen. We can repeat that?
Amen.
A broken heart is a new
opportunity
to open up and to be restored again. The only power, only the power of God's grace can heal and lift up a wounded heart. God gave us the privilege to start over. Do you believe that?
Yes. Conclusion. The wounds of a soul caused by the past damage the present and steal happiness. The wounds are there. What has been done cannot be undone. There is no way to erase the damage caused to ourselves or to others. However, God, through his mercy, can heal wounds.
Whatever. God, through his mercy, can heal wounds. Brothers and sisters, God is here, and he is looking the opportunity that we can give him to restore us, to heal us, in some way that we can be free, in some way that we can be happy, in some way that we can become the person that God is expecting that we became. Today, not tomorrow, today is the best time for say, God, please heal me. Heal me, save me, because you are the only one that I praise. God bless you, and remember his grace, his power, his faithfulness is always for you. God bless you.